Israel completed its withdrawal from the Gaza Strip last month, and since then there has been tension, and there have also been sporadic clashes between the two major Palestinian factions, Fatah, and the Islamist group Hamas. The two are currently facing off in municipal elections, and next January they'll compete for seats in the Palestinian parliament. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Hamas was founded in Gaza and has always had a lot of support there. In two previous rounds of municipal elections, Hamas candidates won more than two-thirds of the seats on Gaza's local councils. But in the West Bank, the ruling Fatah movement has always been stronger. In the latest round of municipal balloting in the West Bank, Fatah won close to 60% of the seats and Hamas less than a third. But Hamas scored some important gains in places like Beitounia, a town of some 20,000 residents just outside the Palestinian political and commercial capital, Ramallah. During the hard-fought campaign in Beitounia, Fatah promised to forgive thousands of dollars of unpaid water bills if its candidates were returned to power. Hamas sent female supporters door-to-door to persuade women to vote. In the end, the 13 seats on the local council were split, 6 for Fatah, 5 for Hamas, and 2 for independents who had broken away from Fatah. Arafat Khalaf, the local Fatah leader and the mayor of Beitounia for the past 9 years, says he was disappointed with the results.
Yes, I expected to get more seats during these municipal elections, but unfortunately, many of the voters didn't came to vote, and all of them, or I can say most of them, will have to vote for Fatah list.
The head of the Hamas list in Beitounia is Saad Shalabi, a 40-year-old electrical engineer. Unlike most Hamas leaders, Shalabi is clean-shaven, and he's not averse to shaking hands with women. Shalabi says he expects to become Beitounia's new mayor after forming a coalition between Hamas and the two independents on the council. He says he has big plans for improving life in the town, and he hopes that will encourage Palestinians to vote for Hamas in the upcoming parliamentary elections.
It could show the whole people how Islamic parties are fair, how much they are honest, and how they struggle enough to provide their nation with the services and the projects to develop their society.
Shalabi says there has been no real urban planning in Beitounia, and he wants to change that. His first priority, he says, is to build a modern sewage system, then new classrooms for local schools. Saad Shalabi represents the moderate wing of Hamas. He doesn't talk about a return to Islam or imposing Islamic strictures. He also says he would have no problem coordinating with Israeli authorities if it would help Beitounia. And he uses the word Israel rather than the phrase Zionist enemy. When asked about the chances of Hamas renewing suicide bombings in Israel, he chuckles. No, if God wills it, he says. Palestinian analyst Khalil Shikaki says in all three rounds of the election so far, Hamas chose candidates who were seen as serious, professional, and most important, not corrupt. He says the main question voters have asked themselves is which party is more honest.
The answer so far has been the existing councils are highly corrupt, Fatah candidates are corrupt because the authority is corrupt, Hamas candidates are uncorrupt, and it has been much easier for voters in the local elections to vote Hamas in.
There's still one more round of local elections in the West Bank, and Shikaki predicts Hamas will continue to do well. But when it comes to the parliamentary elections in January, he says, corruption is just one issue. Palestinian voters will also be considering the economy and the peace process with Israel. And on those issues, he says, polls show voters still believe Fatah can do better than Hamas. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.